your house for sex and tea biscuits. I shall clandestinely drop my cummerbund down the dumbwaiter chute. Lutes will serenade us like liquid lemonade. You will listen like newborn snow, and I will listen like a clairvoyant nipple clap. It will be sex like nobody has ever had it before in the history of postmodern lovemaking. It will be sex even if it isn't. It will be sex even if only in theory. Even if it's only pantomime. Even if it's just a memory or a dream or a symphonic approximation. After a summer of autonomous sodomy and National Geographic specials about pretty animals that use other little animals as food by eating them on television. But we shouldn't even watch television, we should just have sex. Epic making, earth shaking, teeth chattering, dish clattering, fish frying, eye popping, never stopping, bunny hopping, toe tapping, Joseph tapping sex. Shakespeare in the park kind of sex. Train rides, Pony Island vacation kind of sex. Clandestine in the airplane laboratory kind of sex. Olympic marathon sex. All the different ways that we feel like having sex. We should, until we grow old and bored and disillusioned. Then let us rekindle our feelings, forget our despair and our celibate nonsense, and do it like bunny rats till the cows come home to roost. So call me sometime and let's have sex.